This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We would love to send you to Universal Studios Hollywood. If you're calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, you will win a four-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, where you'll experience Jurassic World The Ride. Oh. And be in the running for the grand prize trip for four, which includes airfare, hotel stay, two-day park tickets. Come on, get yourself registered. Win those four packs. We're doing this all day. 9, noon, 3, and 5. Here on the Alice. Boy, it sounds so calm, right? Oh, great.
Can I get that first one again?
It's my own fault.
I love it. Can you do that live, too?
Oh, wow.
Wow, easy access.
Sure. There it is, my throat. I would like to say, in my defense, I was doing that along with the Velociraptors yesterday.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. So funny, this music is so calm and beautiful, and then all of a sudden, like, when does the T-Rex bust in to eat everybody, you know?
I think this is when they show up and they're touring around.
Yes,
the,
and it's like, wow, what an island paradise. Yeah. Look at the brontosauruses. Oh my God, is that a stegosaurus? Look, a whole herd of little running things. The dinosaurs, they're amazing. Right up until they start eating you. Anywho, call now and you'll experience Jurassic World of the Ride for yourself at Universal Studios Hollywood.
The same number you call is also our text number. Yeah. You know how phones work.
Sure.
You can call
or you
can text.
Do all kinds of stuff with
them, yeah. Our station's got the same access.
We have capabilities over here.
Our texting program was bought out of the back of a piece of crap Pinto in a parking lot in Alameda. But, you know, we still get your text.
We do. Don't send pictures or video or anything. We don't get those, but we used to, but we don't anymore.
We didn't know, though. At the time, the guy promised us a lot.
Yeah.
Now we can't find him.
And this watch isn't working anymore either. It's weird. Can't find that guy.
Be on the lookout for a green piece of crap Pinto. And don't buy anything from him either. I was born in the 50s and I have aprons. I wish I would remember to wear them. I'm always messing up my clothes.
Yeah. That's why you gotta put them on. That's why you gotta have them hanging prominently in your kitchen like Yuzette does, right on her fridge.
I wear an apron. Love the old 50s ones. My daughter just bought one for herself at an antique store.
Oh, imagine that.
That's so dumb. It's already covered in stains.
No. You wash your aprons.
But it's at an antique store.
So what? That doesn't mean it has stains?
What are you? What?
You wash them.
I thought that was the whole point of them.
Well, they do keep the stains off of you.
Right.
But you'll be fine. Just soak it.
So you're telling me if you can get the stains out of the apron, then why are you even bothering? Just get the stains out of your clothes.
Because an apron is made out of like a hardcore material. It's usually like a canvas or something.
Hardcore and apron, they go together.
Yeah, they do.
Huh.
That's right. I think I'll make mine with spikes on them.
Oh, here's another one. Come on, Vinny. There are some real cool looking aprons out there.
There sure are.
What?
There are. There's cool
you
ones.
You actually typed that.
Stop it. True. God. Such an apron hater.
Hardcore aprons.
Yeah.
Real cool looking aprons.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Totally cool.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Deal with it. Great.
Here's one that popped up when I typed in cool looking apron too.
Oh man, that's awesome. What is it?
I don't really know.
Can't even tell what it is. I think it's like
a Ant-Man or something.
I don't know. It's definitely some kind of superhero looking thing. Let me see what the back of that one looks like. That's really cool.
Nerd will be able to tell you what that is.
Yeah. Does it have a back shot? Oh, never mind. Look up the one from Handmaid's Tale. It's
the Martha's
wear. God, those are awesome. Like, I want to make one of those. Seems like they'd be hard to get on and off, though. I've been trying to imagine how you get them on and off.
G.O.G. Sick Jones were big in the 60s and 70s. Buckminster Fuller was a big proponent of them. Sometimes you guys come to sound stupid on the air. It's really hard to listen to.
Well, we knew about the Geodesic Domes. G.O.G. Sick Jones sounds stupider than Geodesic Domes.
It's pronounced geodesic.
Okay.
Like desk.
Well, I've never heard anyone talking about it. I've only read it. So pardon me. Oh, there it is, Vinny. Look at that. Look at those awesome aprons.
Oh, my God.
Got to admit. Look how cool they look, how they cross in the back like that.
I don't have to admit.
Oh, so good. Look fantastic.
Vinny, the Century Theaters in San Jose near Winchester House were geodesic domes.
Oh, really?
That's my weird. God, essentially is my crutch. I didn't notice until my boss pointed it out during a meeting. Nice of him.
Yeah, it's great.
Say that some more.
Irma girl.
It's not distracting at all. Drunkle Peter's yurt structure is popular at Burning Man.
Oh. Yurt? I thought that was like a tent. Oh, what do I know?
When my boys were very little, I'd pretend my pointer finger could spray an aerosol mist. Whenever they got a little boo-boo, they'd say, "Spray it, Mommy!"
That's nice. You should do that. See if you can trick your kid.
Well, I told you, I'm already working my way through my list of things. I blow on it, try and get the dust out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, you got something in your eye here. No. I get it. See? Oh, all better.
Oh, great.
Well, it's that or the hose. You want to go outside?
Yeah. Put your apron on.
Open that thing up. Hold that open. Pry that open.
Now look right at the hose. Don't move.
I'm an open-minded individual, but those domes sound kind of culty.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm sure, you know, they're easy to build and cheap. Cults are all over them.
Who's this Buckminster Fuller everyone is speaking of? Like, we should all know who the guy is.
He must be the guy who came up with the geodesic dome.
Buckminster Fuller invented the geodesic. Okay, but who the hell is that?
He's an inventor.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, I never heard his name.
Brittany Jean is the queen. How dare you? Says
650. I'm even crazy. All night.
She may be the queen, but she's no Pink.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We have our winner already for
the
tickets.
Oh, my goodness. That's fast.
Jeannie from Redwood City.
Oh, congratulations, Jeannie.
Way to go, Jeannie.
Yeah, Jeannie.
Yeah.
Jeannie, got those tickets.
Credit cards are the number one debt. Student loans are number two. Mm. What about houses?
They're like, but
they don't
house,
count
they don't,
it's
it
an investment.
Count. It is an investment, you know? Right. You're paying yourself back.
Oh, good. Just what America needs. More credit cards. People are already in debt. Apple's adding to a major problem.
Yay.
Well, don't blame them for capitalizing on it. Why wouldn't
it's
they?
It's the world we live in.
You need a loan?
Ah! I'd love to.
You bought 15 phones from us. We'll loan you that money back at 24%.
Unbelievable. It's like you're borrowing from a gangster. A mafia
dude. Yeah, exactly.
Ha. Vinny just reminded me when my children were little, a wet paper towel was a miracle cure for everything. LOL. Yeah, you know, the threat of the doctor is a quick one to get someone to snap to. Oh, should we go to the hospital?
Right.
No, I'm okay.
If
I'm
someone
fine.
Says that they should go to the hospital, then you know it's
right.
It's real.
Yeah.
And the other
you want
is,
that shot? What?
Oh, we'll go get you a shot at the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to need peroxide. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. You sure? Got the big jug of peroxide right here.
Yeah, no problem.
No peroxide.
Cleans it right out, though. It needs to be clean. Look at that thing. It's awful.
I love that bubble. Mm. You know something's happening
yeah.
there.
that's eating all the bad stuff.
I have this memory of being a little girl, and my grandma would chase my brother around the house with a bottle of Bactine, trying to spray his knee or whatever it was, and he would just run. And
it stings!
Yeah. God, nice memory.
Grandma chasing him around the house. I'll get you, my pretty. And I'll spray your knee, too.
55, no apron, you sissies.
What?
707 says, no apron ever.
Says the guy with the grease stains on his shirt.
925 says, I cook a ton and never wear an apron.
Well, that's your problem. Someone needs to get you an apron.
Thanks for making every morning great. Love you guys.
Oh, thanks for listening.
I love working moms. It's funny, but also very real. That's a show on Netflix. Mm. That hit a way too close to home at my house. She was like, let's quit this. I don't want to watch this. Oh. So we'll see. I think we're caught up. There's a lot of stuff, but... my dad's third wife got the house in Walnut Creek and all its contents. My brother and I got bupkis.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a trip that... you have to get in there and make sure. Otherwise, you know, the Brady Bunch syndrome.
What do you mean?
Well, the couples get back, you know, get together with someone else. They've got kids. You've got kids. Now you're whatever you leave behind.
Blending families.
Yeah. Ends up going to everybody. You're like, that's not what I left my money for.
All right.
I was trying to leave that to my kids.
I mean, your kids are fine and everything, but they're not my kids.
Right.
I did pay for their college.
How did that get? Right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. No, Vince. They are not good, and they can ruin a garden. Hashtag ladybugs. Your white flies.
Yeah.
Or whatever they are.
I'm going to go get some of those ladybugs.
Oh, ladybugs. Where do you get those? Wait.
At Home Depot, she said.
Oh, Sarah.
I know. I'm going to get some ladybugs. Sounds great. I love ladybugs. They're adorable. If one lands on you, say, ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children will burn.
What color are you going to get?
What the hell
the
is that?
The red ones.
The red ladybugs. Yeah. Oh.
That's like what you say to a ladybug when it lands on you. You go,
I've never heard that before.
Me neither.
You say what?
Ladybug,
fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children will burn.
What the...
You say that?
My grandma told me that one, and I just now said it out loud for the first time in all these years and thought, wow, that's morbid.
Why don't you just call it a commie pinko bastard and step on it?
No, yeah. Because it's there to help the garden. It gets rid of aphids, and, you know, I didn't realize you could just... I mean, I guess I have heard that you can buy ladybugs. I just didn't know they sold them at Home Depot. I'm going to go get them.
And every time they get near you, you're going to threaten them with their house being on fire? Did you light it?
The children being burnt?
Yeah,
no.
I mean, Jesus,
seems awful,
man.
Doesn't it?
You're mean.
God, it's my Nana.
Well, your Nana?
She's the one who
taught
me. She was. She's a terrible lady. She was.
All right, on that, we'll go.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, all the good convos happen off the air, don't they?
Do they?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but the countdown to Big Brother's on.
Hooray.
Very exciting. I'm going to run out of here and go do early school pickup.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great.
Yay!
I know.
Find something
afternoon.
For us to do.
What are we going to do?
I think I'm taking her surfing.
Yeah. That'll be
good.
Because
we didn't get to go last weekend because it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
so
today.
Bizarre. Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, have a wonderful day with your daughter. You know, I expected it to be foggy today. That's what I heard on the way in.
Yeah.
And it is just clear
it's
and beautiful.
Beautiful.
Is it going to be a hot one today?
Yes.
One of those, oh
yeah.
Boy.
Degrees are going up. Did they say 10 to 15 degrees?
From yesterday?
In the last couple of, maybe tomorrow.
But it's not going to be as hot as it was.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, look, we're still in summer.
Yes,
I'm
we
saying
are.
I know
you keep trying to usher
house.
Us out to fall.
Yeah, you keep trying to make it Christmas time, for God's sake.
I'm into Christmas. That's why.
Well.
It's full on Halloween everywhere, though. You know, Costco's got costumes everywhere.
Yeah.
And
that's why I don't go out anymore. I just don't
leave
my house. San
Francisco's 73 today. Oh, it is great. It's 74, 75 on the weekend. Yeah. So, it is going up.
All right. Well. Enjoy it, everyone.
We'll be prepared.
Yes, stay here, because Lexi's going to entertain your ass off.
She sure is. That's her job.
Is she?
She's coming
she's
in.
Not, she's not in.
No, she's not in.
But, oh.
Jane's going to be doing a little double shift.
All right, Jane.
Oh,
right.
Nice. Oh. Janie, all day long.
More Jane, everyone.
Yeah. Have a good one. Enjoy Jane on the Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.